Good morning and welcome to the Jerry Bader Show. My name is Greg Belfrage, filling in for Jerry over the course of the next couple of days. And if you just joined us this morning, we've been talking about a middle school principal in Hempstead, Texas, whose contract will not be renewed because she, over the speaker at school, allegedly said that Spanish would no longer be tolerated at the school. And this is a school that is, a majority of students are Hispanic and Latino, over 50% of the students. And there's been a very negative reaction to this. And we're having a little bit bigger conversation this morning, whether you think English should be the official language of the country. Is it reasonable to expect people who are coming to the country to be able to learn English and speak it well? And we want your thoughts. Give us a call at 406-1360 or 888-455-1360. Let's go to Gary in Wausau. Good morning, Gary. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, I think we need to accommodate all languages and all ethnic customs. You know, maybe 147 different road signs, drive on both sides of the road and whatever else comes with it. But on a more serious note, a Wisconsin representative lately introduced English as a state language, and some representative from the Spanish community called it unpatriotic. Maybe you're aware of that.
And what's your reaction to that when you hear that?
They don't want to assimilate, and I don't care to pander to somebody that don't want to assimilate. And I'm only talking from the government standpoint. I don't care what anybody else speaks on their own or anything else, you know, and I think we should accommodate them and make every effort for them to learn. But if they refuse to learn it, I can't buy it.
It's a great point. And this is what happens, unfortunately, Gary, when we have this conversation. You know, those who favor English as the official language are demonized. They're portrayed as being hateful. They're portrayed as being racist. In this case, you mentioned portrayed as being unpatriotic. It's simply not the case. It's not an issue of racism. As I said earlier, how do you best prepare people who are coming into the country for success? How do you create the most opportunity for them? The best thing you can do for them is make certain that they learn English and that they can speak it well. Gary, I appreciate your call. We'd love for you to call us at 888-455-1360. Ted on the road. Hi, Ted. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning. Hey, interesting conversation. I don't know that any legislative action is really necessary to make English the official language. It pretty much already is. You know, most immigrants that come over, there may be some of the older folks that have a hard time learning, but most of the kids will pick up English pretty quick, and the problem solves itself. You know, I think there's a couple factors. You go back to around World War I, where when people would hear the German language, you know, there were a lot of German immigrants. They made it illegal to speak German. You know, I think there's just a little tinge of xenophobia among some folks when they hear another language spoken, and I think people who come over here, they learn to speak English when they need to speak English. If they choose to speak their language at home, that's their own business.
Well, I agree with you if they choose to speak their own language at home. What happens is, though, you know, we've got, for instance, driver's license bureaus in some states where they have to print materials not only in English, they have to be in Spanish because you can't there are people who can't take the tests in English.
How does that affect you personally? Does it offend you to see that in Spanish? It doesn't offend me. It's just we're just trying to give people an even break, and they're learning English. But I mean, unless it is just
you don't know that they're. How do you know that they're learning English?
Of course they will.
I don't see. That's part of what I think we were getting at earlier. You don't see people assimilating into the culture like you used to. I don't know that you can make that assumption that people aren't learning English. That's not my perception.
And what business is it of ours? I mean, does the sight or sound of another language offend you?
No, it doesn't at all. And that's where I was getting to Lyle earlier. He was saying, you know, here's somebody speaking in another language, and then you don't know if they're talking about you. I think that's our problem. I don't think that's anybody else's problem. But I don't think it's reasonable to expect that governments have to you've got school districts that serve dozens of different languages. Do you expect teachers to be able to teach in each of those languages and test students in each of those languages?
I think what you're talking about is there's some kids that maybe that move into the Valley that might speak Hmong at home or might speak Spanish. They're going to learn English. And if they have to teach English as a second language or teach an English class at school, that's fine. But let's not just be offended by the sight and sound of another language.
I totally agree with that. I'm not offended by the sight and sound of another language at all. So why are people offended when we say, let's make English the common language and let's have governments printing documents in English and that we shouldn't need to print them in various different languages?
Yeah, to think about it, the government's in the serving all the people. If that enhances customer service, so be it. You know, you see that at grocery stores, you see signs in both English and Spanish because they want the business. And, you know, they're there to serve all the people. They're not there to not offend somebody.
Ted, thanks so much for the call. Great points. And we'd love to hear from you, 888-455-1360. Carmen, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yes, I'm a first-generation American. My mother and father were born in Catania, Sicily. And my dad, when he arrived when he was 17, he fought in the First World War in the cavalry. He had to go to night school to learn English and become an American citizen. And when he was dying on his deathbed, we're in there, and he's talking to me. He says, Carmen, how come you don't speak Italian? And I said, Pop, I know all the good words. And my mom jumped in and says, what'd you say, Sam? When you live in America, you speak English first, Italian second. And that's how it should be. Everybody says, you live in America, you speak English.
So you don't have any problem in saying, let's make this the national language, and let's expect that all people can speak it well. I just think it makes doing business so much easier.
I think it would make it so much easier. I think that they should, if you want to live in America, you know, you're coming from whatever you come from, Germany, Italy, Sicily, whatever. You want to come here, you speak the country's language.
And I think any of us that went to another country would have that expectation, wouldn't you? I mean, if you move to another country, I certainly have the expectation that they're not necessarily going to be able to accommodate me. I'm going to need to learn their language.
Right, and you're coming and making a new home in this country. And, you know, as far as assimilation, I mean, this is your home. You want to live here, so you got to do right for the country, not with, you know, everybody's looking out for what could the country do for you. What can you do for this country? First of all, get a job, speak English, and learn the language.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, I love speaking to first-generation Americans like you because over the years, as I've gotten to know people that have, you know, attained their, those who have either moved here and attained their citizenship or those who are first-generation like you, it seems they are among the folks that have the greatest love and greatest appreciation for America.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. I live up here in Wisconsin for 45 years. And the country I knew has been gone for the last 40 or better years that I grew up in. This is not America. They're giving everything away, and nobody wants to work.
Carmen, thanks so much for your call. Great to talk to you. Our phone number is 888-455-1360. My name is Greg Belfridge, filling in for Jerry Bader. We'd love to hear from you. Tom in Greenville. Hi, Tom. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks, Tom.
Most places I travel to, they have a national, you know, if you go to France, they speak French stuff. I just think in the United States, we do need to have a national language, English, and if somebody wants to speak their own language, that's fine with me. It doesn't bug me, but, I just think we have to have a national one, and if you look at what it says on my pilot's license, it states right on there, I must be proficient in English, and if you look at the standardization of aviation over the whole world, if you run ATC, air traffic control, or a tower, you have to speak English, and that's just about everywhere in the world, not just the United States.
Well, and that's as I was saying earlier. I mean, you got sections of Europe where English is the official language, but we can't do it here. I mean, I think it shows how politically, you know, what a political issue this has become and how divisive it is in this country.
Yes, it is. It's made it very divisive. And I think we can just make it a standard language and somebody wants to speak that, that's fine. But if in a government capacity they say if a business wants to do that, that's fine to have a different language. That does promote their business, but it's still you know, should be, I think should be, English should be the standard language.
Yeah, I do as well. Tom, thanks so much for your call.
Yep,
if a business wants to do it, I totally agree with you. A business is going to identify a niche of people they want to serve. And if that for them is helpful to, you know, to publish materials in another language, that doesn't in any way bother me at all. I think that they are trying to get a certain group of people, and that's fine. I mean, I'm not any more offended by that than when I drive by a store that's for women and caters to women. That's who they're trying to serve. I don't have any issue with that at all. You know, but there are a lot of problems here you might not realize. Talk to people in law enforcement and talk to them about the problems that they run into when they show up on a scene and they've been called and they've got people involved in something and they can't speak English. And this happens. And it happens often. And they've got to try to get an interpreter. Or they need to try to find somebody on the scene who can interpret. You know, those are the practical problems, for instance, that law enforcement faces because people don't know how to speak English or can't speak English. So there are a lot of reasons to ask people to speak English that might not immediately occur to you. 888-455-1360 is our number. I'd love to hear from you. Do you think we should make English the official language of the country? 888-455-1360. Jack in Sheboygan. Hi, Jack. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hello there. My granddaughter just graduated from La Crosse Teachers College. She's teaching here part-time here in Sheboygan. And I want to tell you that she went to Arizona sometime in October. She was in Arizona and taught down there for 2 weeks. She was told when she went down there that that the children does not speak Spanish while she's teaching. They only could speak English. That's the only way. And I'll tell you another incident that happened here on I-43. Back about 4 years ago, a fellow that was Mexican that could not read or speak the language went on I-43 at Cedar Grove and went northbound in the southbound lane. And he got killed, and so did a few other people. So he couldn't read the signs. And that's very important. He went down the ramp the wrong way and was going against traffic and got killed. So I would say it's very important to have only American language. And look at the money it costs to print all that extra things that you get. Everything we get is extra printing in it, everything. I don't care what you get, a television or anything. It's always extra printing in it.
Well, and I think, and that's part of the point, and that's what I was trying to get to with Ted earlier, is he said, well, are you offended if we print these documents in multiple languages? You're right, Jack. There's a cost with that. That it costs taxpayers more money, you know, to do those sorts of things. When we're talking about a school district that has to cater to dozens of different languages of people that they have, it costs money. When police show up on a scene and they have to hire interpreters to be able to come and help to resolve situations, that costs money. There's a cost that goes along with all of those things that I think is a fair part of the conversation. Jack, thanks for your call. We'd love to hear from you coming up. The phone number is 888- 455-1360. My name is Greg Belfridge. Thanks so much for letting me join you this morning. This is the Jerry Bader Show.
The Jerry Bader Show.